Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What you mean I ain't making no money off this hip hop shit? Yeah, I know this is all I do is stay up and make beats. You know, this is how we make our living. This is what people want us to do. Now, I'm not gonna get a job there, and I'm not gonna work there, and all that.
It was me and Double K in my room in 95, beatboxing on the mic, recording the tape live. Before we arrived on the scene, you know what I mean, when it was all about, I forgot, man, forget it. See, now the P is sweated as a global affair, but it seems those closest to me seem the least to care. When it was rah-rah, y'all can do it back in the day, now it's like three albums deep, and when are you getting paid? My records are played, I sleep smiling every night, but when I wake up, it's something else, a whole new fight, like cats double-crossing me, that I try to help out. If it wasn't for me and Double, that shit wouldn't come out. So recognize who's the guys devoting their life to it. Sacrifice stability to flex our ability. Crew the iller artillery. I can't chill until we fulfill the plan of having mics in the hand. The sole reason I was cast down on this land is to sit in front of the NPC and turn the bland to the flambé. Things to play to make your day. Same shit.
Alright,
cool. Alright, you know what that clap means? It means we're starting the show. Who's ready for a show? Hey! Who's here to see your mom's house, your mom's house live show? Hey! Who's just having a drink at their local? Hey! Yeah, I'm very sorry about this intrusion. We've all come down to Croydon to enjoy the very first ever live arms house to your mother's house podcast recording. Woo! I said first ever, I deserve more than that! Thank you. Who knows my name?
You don't just say
correct
it once.
I am an off-plot semi. Please come through, Sheena. Where are you sitting, Sheena? Don't worry about the video.
Sheena, don't worry about me.
The video wants to capture the atmosphere, the people walking past the lens. Yes. Easy, Ty. You all right, man?
Easy. I don't know if I can say you're friend of the podcast. Now it's all good.
Where was I? I'm sometimes a guest on the show, but I'm actually the godfather of the Arms House show. I got them started, yeah. They use my Audible account, my Patreon link up. I got them a YouTube. Maddie never heard of YouTube before I introduced them to. You what? YouTube. My dad's not with us anymore, yeah? But when he was alive, I used to laugh at his ass a lot because it was flat as fuck, yeah? This guy had a flat fucking ass, yeah? And I don't know why he walked around the house naked and not expect to get the piss taken out of him, yeah? But his ass was flat, yeah? It looked like two scoops of hummus been flung at a wall, man. My dad's ass looked like two pieces of beige paper, yeah? My dad had a flat fucking ass, and I'd sit there and I'd laugh at his flat fucking wrinkly saggy butt. And he's so stoic. He goes, Talal, why are you laughing? And I go, I'm so sorry, Dad. Just, why do you fucking, your ass is so saggy? And he goes, Talal, do me a favor, huh? Do me a favor. Look at your mother. Look at your mother. I look across the room at my mum. Beautiful, glamorous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a gorgeous specimen. And I'd look back at my dad. And Dad would say, now tell me, who do you look more like, me or your mother? And I realized in that moment that I wasn't just looking at my dad's flat, saggy ass. I was looking at my own ass in the future. I realized that one day my ass would be laughable. It was like a mirror with a time vortex in it, with my own ass shining back at me. So I got sad and I wrote this song. I've seen my future in the arse of my daddy. I've seen my future, it's so flat and saggy. Like a leather pouch left out in the sun. Soon I'll have my daddy's saggy bum. I've seen my future in the balls of my daddy. I've seen my future, it's surprisingly brown and baggy. The pendulum swings and destiny calls. Soon I'll have my daddy's baggy balls. Beautiful mama's cheese. I've seen my future on the head of my daddy. He's as bold as a motherfucking James Bond baddie. But I wouldn't change him if I had my pay. Daddy's got a 10-inch dick. Thank you! Hey! You feel sufficiently warmed up. Hey! You really want the bad boys of modern graffiti and hip-hop podcasting based in West London to come out and give you a show. Hey! I said... Do you want the bad boys of graffiti and hip hop podcasting based in West London to come out and give me a show? Yeah. Well then, motherfuckers, give it up! Manny, you might want to put that down.
I will, don't worry.
You're about to come on stage.
I know, can you someone hold it? You can film in it, you know how to film. Let's go, come on, Ollie, batter them, please. Oi! Okay. Who knows this one from the pod, yeah? You remember this one? Yeah. Let's go.
Bring me down a little bit. Yo.
Check it out.
Yella. Yo. I've been about to them, been about to you, been about to you, been about to you, been about to you. What shall me by, been about to them. Favorite MC.
What shall me about to all them.
Spectacular, vernacular, condensed them. Package and present them like packets made of chips.
Yo, take it back. Can you bring Theme's mic down a little tiny bit?
And yours up, you need to do more.
And me up as well. Let's go, come yo. On. Yo, let's go, come on. Let's go, come on. Yeah. All right, okay. Let's go, come on. Let's go, what? You get battered, son.
You get battered, yo.
You get battered, yo.
You get battered,
what? And let's go.
Yo, I've been about to you, been about to you, been about to you, been about to you, been about to you. Watch how me back, been about to them.
Them.
Favorite MC.
Say what?
Already battered all day.
Battered, bruv.
I beg you, bring me the back up. You really don't want to battle. You don't want to battle your friends.
Friends.
I'm in a battle you.
Say what?
When does the battering end?
Yes.
So let the battering commence then. Spectacular vernacular condensing. Package and present them. Packets made and sheds in. Little plastic toys that get shattered and I'll melt them. Just so I can call them
fucking melts.
When I smelt them into liquid, you've never dealt with anyone this sick with. Sick and slitting rhythms into bits with these incisions.
I'm insisting.
I've only come to win, there's no decision.
I'm insisting.
Only started rapping so I can start clashing. Now I'm back to any pattern.
You can see in my style.
You only started rapping because shit was in fashion. So apparel when you're chatting.
I can see in your style.
I was in those raves in the 90s, absorbing all the rhyme schemes.
Hyperly inspired my style.
Telepathy, world stars, our nation.
Every pirate station inspired my style.
I've been to you. Watch out, me rapping about to
them.
Favorite MC.
Say what?
Already battered all of them.
He gets battered, bruv.
I beg you, bring me the back up. It really don't matter about time.
I beg you.
To your friends.
Friends. We are the battering ends.
get in line. Rap versus love, my life depends on wrecking mics. The efforts I manifest impress the best of types.
I'm effing nice, so
no question, I'm blessed with lines. I'm decades deep, rhyming automatic like digest and breathe. Test your speech in my sleep with no stress, just ease. Trying to find a new challenge as contesting theme. Move sporadic, ill magic, that's necessity. You can't black it, my vocab won't have it. I said the battle rappers and the rappers know I'm backing.
Yeah,
I've learnt it all manual, demanding automatic. This palabra stays strapped like a black automatic. That's different languages in action. I understand for a long that's different languages backwards. You barely speak English, your chances are fractions. I'm clearly distinguished with advanced interactions.
Yeah.
And they ask,
the awkward part where we start the recording of the podcast. Give me the camera, please, Tizer. Thank you so much for that, man. Come through. No, I got it. Cool. Talal, are you going to join us?
Yeah.
I don't know, should I join them?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah, this is your mic. Take it.
If you need to get up and get a drink, please feel free. No worries, man. We're just going to relax now, have a little chat. We're going to do some graffiti critiques up here on the projector, as you can see up here. We got the graph letter game as well, which we're gonna need some participation. If you're good and you know how people's styles look, then you can, you know, guess that. You know, who watches the pod? Okay, so you know what's gonna happen. All right, okay, sweet, man. How do you feel after that theme? You feel good?
Yeah. Very, very good. I rehearsed that, by the way, for 16 days, and I went to Bournemouth. And with my missus, and every single day she let me rehearse when I got back to the hotel about 5 o'clock for an hour and a half. And I said, I can't let the people buy a ticket and then fucking cock it up.
Batter you.
Yeah, because you batter me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You get battered, bruv. You know what I mean?
Sheena, the number one fan of the pod. VIP woman. Look at this.
Sheena Rowe.
Look at this.
Big up. Thank you to everyone for coming down, by the way. Really appreciate
it. Pick yourselves up.
This is our first time kind of attempting this. We do a lot of location episodes. So in my head, I was just thinking, all right, it's just another location episode. It's just there's going to be a bunch of heads staring at me while I'm doing it. You know what I mean? So that's basically it. Hey, man, what's up? Thanks for coming.
Yes.
Okay.
This is your first time doing the live show, man.
Yo.
Hopefully many more, right?
Let's see how it goes. We're thinking like 4 a year.
Maybe. I mean, look, what it boils down to, everything is online nowadays, man. Everything is... I know all these people, but I know you through your avatar on Instagram, you know what I mean? And I know that you're called, like, Nanny Sucks Dick 237. Like, you know, I don't know people's faces and their real names.
Wait, whose nanny is that?
I don't know. Whose Nanny Sucks Dick 827? Someone here. I just like more
in touch. That nanny head is good, man. That nanny head.
That
when they take
head.
The teeth out.
They take the teeth out.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nanny
hair. It's like next level, man. Nanny hair. The only thing comes close is like a tape here, you know, a tape here. All their teeth is on the outside, so it goes nowhere near the bit. Am I on the wrong show?
You're on the wrong fucking show, bro.
Tape here. Isn't that like, looks like an anteater? Yeah. I think I know the one.
Part elephant, part pig. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think I do know.
Don't act like you don't know, Maddie.
No, I know. Well, It's a bit scratchy still on the old nuts. But Talal's fresh from Boomtown, right? Just came out from Boomtown. How was that?
Who here went to Boomtown? Anyone? Nah, you couldn't afford a ticket.
He was there last year.
You were there?
Last year.
Oh, last year. Yeah, yeah.
Talal, you were there last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I go every year. It's one of my
He's
jobs.
The mayor of Boomtown, literally.
No, I'm the mayor of districts, but for the sake of the pod, yeah, I'm the mayor of Boomtown. I'm one of the main characters. It's fucking hard work, man. I'm still recovering. Man, I suppose I had to go to work. I went to work today, yesterday and today, and I'm walking in central London thinking everything's Boomtown still. I want to go up to people and like, go, nice outfit, give them a hug, and what are you on? What have you been taking? I can't do that. Can't do that in Carnaby Street.
You know, every festival I go to, I think I have the face. Maybe it's my broken nose and the scar on my, I got a little scar on my head. Everyone comes up to me asking for drugs. I look like a drug dealer, apparently. And that's why bouncers hate me as well. Notoriously, I'll be in a group of 10 people, we'll walk into a club, and I'll be the one pulled to the side and fucking strip searched, man. You know?
Risked. I got beaten up by a bouncer because he didn't like how I was peeing.
I didn't like
how you were pissing, mate.
What do you mean? What, okay, said,
why
were
you
pissing?
Me pissing?
Were you pissing on the bar? Like, that's why I'm ordering a drink. Come on, you're leaving out some of the story.
I was a bit wobbly while pissing, I guess. I don't know why he was watching me. And then I was like out.
Wait. This is in the men's toilet.
No, this was like outside the toilet.
Right, okay.
In like, it was called Oceana, I think, in Brighton.
And he saw you come in and out the bog and he said, I don't like the way you're pissing.
I think he must have been in the bog. He saw me doing a wobbly piss. By the way, whoever's pissing on the seats downstairs needs to have a fucking word, man. Yeah. That's
have some respect for riffraff.
2026, lift the seat up before you take a piss. Jeez. Anyway, I come out of the toilet, he goes, you, come here. And I go, hello. And he goes, you're leaving, you're out. I go, what do you mean I'm out? He goes, you're not staying there anymore, you're leaving. I said, why? He goes, I don't like the way you were pissing.
No, Talal, it's not that.
That's why. No, that is the words he said.
Yeah,
don't gaslight me.
I've seen you when you're drunk. When you get to a certain, you're still a merry, funny, jokey
100%
person.
100%. I was off my tits.
You get a look on your face. I've seen you have that wobbly kind of stance.
My eyes are looking different directions.
Oh, you just look absolutely lit, and just he's making up a decision.
I was
based
fully
on that.
Tom York.
Have you?
And he goes, I don't like the way you were pissing. Yeah, and I go, what do you mean? He goes, I don't know how you were pissing, you were all over the place. And I was like, what? And then I said, can I just go say goodbye to my mates? Because now I'm near the entrance of the club where the toilets are, and my mates are all in the dance room. Is that what you call them, the dance room?
The dance floor. The
dancing room.
Yeah, okay.
I was like, can I go say bye to my mates and get my jacket? He goes, nah, you're leaving now. And so I start kicking off. Going, my friends need to know where I am, and I need my coat,
You got it.
And he was refusing to let me go in. So I said, fuck this. And I just started walking towards the dancing room.
Dance floor.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And he grips me up, pins me against the walls. My feet leave the fucking floor.
Oh,
and
shit.
He cracks me in the ribs. And he says, are you going to leave or what? And I said, leave, okay. And he chucked me into the street fucking. What was Will Smith's little cousin called in Fresh Prince?
Oh, Carlton. Jazz.
Carlton, yeah,
no, Jazz.
Up.
Like
Carlton,
Jazz.
Carlton's. Oh, Jazz, yeah, it was Jazz.
Jazz.
Chucked out. It was Jazzy Jeff style.
Damn. Steve, how do you get on with bouncers? Are you all right with bouncers? In general? Have you had any disputes?
I mean, I'm a bit of a bouncer myself, do you know what I mean? I'm a geezer, so they see me and they're like, we'll let him off, do you know what I mean? Bringing heroin, bringing coke, bruv. But no, I mean, I went to the Heart Bar once. Do you remember the Heart Bar on King and Hammersmith? King Street.
The Heart Bar?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Anyone here a bit to Heart
Maybe.
Bar?
When we were like 18, Maybe. 19, 20. And,
so this is like 40 years ago.
60 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And I went into the toilet.
Yeah.
And I might have gone into the... Oh, no. So the door to the toilet is there. Bosh, it's a communal door. Then there's the men on the right and the women on the left.
Okay.
And like four or five rude girls come in. Mm. And sort of try and give me a bit of argy-bargy. And I said to
in
them...
In what way? What kind of
I just don't know, like maybe moving me out of the way
like,
or something. I mean, I just...
So
but Theme gets offended very quickly.
No.
They could have done anything and you'd just be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah.
And it was at that age as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I said to them, one of them, I said, you're a fucking tramp. And she went, she was like from the roads, isn't it? And she was what, tramp, boss.
Careful your drink.
Trying to kick the shit out of me.
Oh, shit.
And I'm going like this, and they all pile in. Mm. And then just as I think, fuck this, I'm going to have to lamp one of these birds.
Jesus
the,
Christ.
The bouncer walks in, and literally just going like this. And he's like, fucking hell, bro, you fucking idiot. And they're grabbing me up and they're pushing me out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, she fucking started it. And he's like, bosh. And then he lets the birds out after me.
Okay.
And they wanted to carry on and that. And I'm just fucking hell, bro.
Did she have her hair stuck to her head?
Yeah, she was called Shalinqua.
Okay, nice.
And she had a black beauty tattoo. You know the little horse?
Yeah.
She had that.
With the white bit
on her
front.
Bicep, bro. No word of a lie.
That's jokes.
Black beauty, yeah.
That's the last thing you saw.
Damn.
Yeah.
I got one incident, and it was in Brighton, actually. One of the clubs on the front of the seafront, back in uni days, 40 years ago.
On the front of the seafront?
On the front of the seafront,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good to know.
I can't remember the name of it, one of those clubs. And J-Ru the Damager was playing. And so I was just there waiting. We were there a bit early, and I had one zoot. And this is back... 2001, maybe 1999, I can't remember. Like, I was just strapping a zoot in the club because there was, no smoking ban, none of that stuff.
Yeah, this is back in like 1960.
Smoke on the train.
And then, so I'm rolling the zoot in there, and then before I take one toke on it, the bouncers all come over and I'm like, fling, like that, and I fling it off and hoping the bouncers didn't see it. They didn't see it, they gripped me up and took me around this little secret door around the back bit, yeah? And I'm pressed up against some other doors now behind me, like emergency exit doors, and I had four big-ass bouncers all standing around me, go, where's the weed, and start, like, tapping me down. Thankfully, that zoot I just flicked off, that was the last thing, so I knew I had nothing on me. So I'm like, I got nothing on me, what are you talking about? I got nothing. And they're like, nah, we saw, there's something. And they're, like, stripping me, like, literally going through every pocket like that, yeah? No, but then... I was got so pissed off with them because they were so adamant I had weed on me. So I unzipped my trousers and I pulled him down to my boxers. And I went, I got nothing because they were basically touching my balls anyway. So I was like, pulled my trousers down. And I was
nothing.
Like,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh. And then what they did, they fucking opened the emergency behind me and just kicked me out. And I was out in the street like that with my trousers around my ankle. And they dashed me out of the venue.
Really?
So I picked my trousers up and I was like, what the fuck? All I want to do is see Jamie the Damager, for fuck's sake.
That's Brighton, man. Let me tell you what, they're in Brighton, they're like, yeah, we'll put them in the streets of Brighton, we'll put pants down. You know what's going to happen.
Get
him
up St. James's Street, isn't it? What's it called?
My mate Matthew was at a club, and he is a dickhead, and he went to the toilets. He went to the toilets to do ketamine at a nightclub. And the bouncers kick the door in, grab him, take his drugs off him, and kick him out. No, they... Well, because he saw what happened next week. They could have kicked him out. They just like, get the fuck out of there, give me your drugs, like that.
Mm.
Next thing he knows, that same bouncer was being carried out by his mates in a fucking K-hole. Because
really?
He thought it was coke and did it all himself. And this bouncer mates were like, what's wrong with you, Jeff?
The classic.
You know, at Boomtown, technically, I opened for Talib Kweli.
No, you did message. I remember I messaged you going, how's it going? And you were like, I just opened for Talib Kweli. Yeah. You literally just said that.
But my character is like this Boy Scout, and I was wearing a bright blue gilet with a yellow sash and all my scout badges. It's my character. And we put my pinky up and go, bish, bash, bosh. And everyone goes, bish, bash, bosh. And so we did this big final show on the stage of being really silly, like storyline, Boomtown storyline, theatrical stuff, super stupid shit. Like the enemies were like building a spaceship to go to space, and we were like, we're Boy Scouts and we oppose your rocket ship.
If you haven't been to Boomtown, Boomtown's very buzzing.
And then we finish our thing and I'm walking off stage and Talib Kweli's coming. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, I'm on next, yeah.
Did he go, I've been trying to think of a joke about Talib Kweli. But I fucked it.
Spell it phonetically.
Well,
this way, I was trying to think of all his songs, but fuck it out.
They say like 90% of Kwalis have chlamydia. Oh, that's koalas, sorry.
there you go. You swooped in, saved me.
Such an idiot.
You don't do festivals, do you? You don't like the whole camping, going festivals?
No.
You never really got into that.
Someone invited me to one, Reading. like the end of September or August.
It's more rock music type.
Yeah, but it's Chase the Status headlining.
There you go.
And we actually said no, didn't we? Because we said, I said no. Yeah.
You don't have to camp, you go for the day.
You just go for the day and come
Yeah,
back.
But we're going to War Games on the same fucking weekend.
Oh.
And coming back and then going to fucking Reading.
Yeah, no, fuck.
And the first photo on the website is like 85 squillion people.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
enough to put me off forever. Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm definitely not going to that shit.
Yeah,
Skrillex brought Chase and Status out at the end of Boomtown.
Oh, in Boomtown?
Yeah.
Did they play Badda Den, Badda Den, Badda Den?
Badda Den, Badda Den, Badda Den, Badda Den.
Nice.
Is that where you got it from?
Yeah.
I'm gonna Badda Den, Badda Den, Badda Den.
Yeah, yeah. But the funny part is...
Straight biting, son.
I've got Badda Den, which yeah. you've just done live. And then I've got Bobby's Den on the new album.
Body.
And Body Den.
Oh, is that another one as well?
Yeah, no, Bobby's... No, Body Them, yeah, yeah, Body Them. And Batter Them.
You should do Nanny Them. Next. About Nanny Head.
Nanny Head.
She take her teeth out. Next thing I know... Okay. I'll chase Day's gonna do a remix of your track. Come on, come on.
They're too busy, come man. On. Too you need busy, some money man. For that one. Man.
Yeah, I'm yeah. gonna ask them still. Ask them.
Yeah, that would be mean? Sick. We should talk about graph, really, no? I don't know, it's supposed to be a graffiti fucking podcast, but we chat about all sorts of shit, man, all the time.
I got a story for you.
How many people here
is it graph related?
Do writers? Would you class yourself, Ollie, as a writer?
Yes. Yeah, hell yeah.
Thank you for answering them.
I'm on a war tour with
my You're a writer man. As well.
Stop baiting everyone up, man.
No, you just ask if they're a writer.
That's the difficulty of the live show. What do you write? Where do you live?
Yeah, yeah.
National insurance number.
No, there's an etiquette to it.
It's
an
all
etiquette.
Being recorded. Everything's being recorded. What's the etiquette?
The etiquette is you don't say shit until someone brings a pen out and then someone does the tag. You're like, oh, you're Figgy. That's how it works. Because you go up and ask someone. I mean, obviously I do that, but it's a bit undercover-ish.
Yeah.
Asking people, asking people what they write. Yeah? I mean...
Yeah. You can't
But it happens. Or you go, do you know touch? And if they say yeah, you go, okay.
That's touch.
No, well, touch was a very, I don't know what the word, but everyone knew him. He was very up. And
ubiquitous.
And he used to write the N-word. That was his, he used to write touch, then he got nicked Spence. For that. Then he wrote another word, and then he wrote the N-word. Not the N-word, like the N-word.
Was he black?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You can calm down, you can calm down. I should have mentioned that.
Well. Yeah.
But I used to find that hilarious, man.
But you know, when I first started doing stand-up?
Yes.
My first ever gig and only
you
ever...
You dropped the N-bomb. No, come on. Please, man.
Only on my first ever gig, but I put the word sand before it.
Oh, okay. That makes it... No. It's still
I
no
said,
good.
It's okay for me to say it because I'm Arab. I can say sand.
I've actually been called a sand N-bomb.
Yeah, and that's
by
why
a random
I said
dude.
It. And I,
it's happened
bit,
to me. It's happened to me.
And, let me tell you, again, yeah. I only ever did this in my first ever set. I never did it again. But I was like, the whole point was, black people reclaimed that word, empowered the word, and it made it, you know, a powerful thing for them to use within their own communities. Why don't Arabs do the same? Like, we're so prejudiced against, like after 9/11, we're so put down and discriminated against. We should reclaim.
I'm claiming towel head.
Yeah. Like, we
what's
should
up, my towel head? What do you say?
We should call each other ragged. Yeah.
I mean, does that work? It doesn't really work.
Well, yeah. That was kind of where my bit went. Is that like in Lawrence of Arabia, if you got off the camel, like, what's up, my son? And did all that bit. And I did a whole fucking bit.
Yeah.
Saying it over and I'm like, why is anyone laughing?
That you can't.
Why are they laughing yet? I'll do it 10 more times.
If you do it now, you go to a reform convention.
Oh, I love that shit.
Belling up. Have you ever dropped the N-bomb?
No,
okay,
let's not.
Jazz calls me an idiot white boy.
All right, nice.
And I'm just going with that.
There we go.
You should reclaim that.
I remember.
Use it as a word of a phrase of empowerment.
Yeah, man.
Idiot white
I remember going to a hip-hop karaoke once, and there was this white dude got on, and he did The Far Side Passing Me By. Great song.
Yeah.
And he knew all the lyrics off by heart.
You could be my broad.
You could be my broad, and I can be your... Beep. Yeah, the N-word. And when it came to that bit, he was like, you can be my broad, and I can be your... And he just went, bam, and relished in it. Like, he was like, this is... It's a hip-hop karaoke. This is my opportunity to say it and get away with it. And everyone just went quiet, stone-faced like that.
Yeah, my round.
We cannot allow that.
I'll go get a round edge, all right.
It was joke.
Fucking hell.
All right, we got a...
Speaking of the N1.
We've got a graph letter game and graph critique, but the difference between the graph letter game is it's not one letter.
No, yeah.
So everyone can join in, apart from you.
Well, no, the way I want to do it... No, the way I want to do it, we'll put it up.
Yeah,
and
so
if
we
you
can use
don't,
our pointers.
Yeah, if you don't get it, then we put it to the crowd.
Oh, but no, if he doesn't get it, then you ask me.
Yeah, you won't know shit.
If I don't get it, then we'll open it up to the audience.
Okay, fine. Yeah? Let me give Ollie a heads up. We are going to play the graph letter game.
Oliver Suggs on the ones and twos, everyone. Oliver Suggs.
He was a bit worried because we're going to see his desktop now. We're going to see the folders. Let's read all the folders. Maybe we can find his porn folder.
Nanny porn.
Nanny porn folder. Sorry.
Tape
ear
porn.
Tape ear porn. Jesus Christ.
Man, there's nothing in the jungle, you know what I mean?
There's nothing worse. The what, sorry?
No, the GLC, the graph letter game.
GLG, yeah. Letter game, yes. Oh, now they've come up on the screen. Okay. That's
everyone
all right.
Close your eyes.
All right, okay. We're starting off with a very, very easy one. We've chatted about this on the pod. I've even done a...
Oh, so you're going through the entire alphabet
sequentially? No, just random letters. Oh, random. Right. I didn't have time. I couldn't be fucking bothered doing every letter of the alphabet. That would have been cool, though.
Who is this?
No, it's you first. You got to guess.
This one is obvious.
This one's on the pod.
I know who that is.
Yeah, you
Chizer, knows... No one else. We've spoken about this piece.
This is the greatest piece.
He's been on the podcast. He's been on the pod as well.
Amber.
No.
I did a.
Is it, somebody said it.
Is you Casby?
Casby.
Yes.
It's been said. Casby. Yes, it is.
Can you go? Casby.
Next photo. It should be the whole piece. There we go. With the. What duck is that, Tom?
Wax.
Howard the duck. I was trying to think. I thought you'd say Donald, but it's Howard.
He's in the middle of saying wax.
Did you do that joke for me? Because I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you looked at me and
I
then you went
modernised that.
It's Beam's favourite joke.
Story.
Yeah. Next
slide, please. All right. Here's
Aztec.
A funky.
Hey.
Who is it?
Aztec.
Yes, please. Next slide. Should be the Aztec. It's a bit pixelated.
Wow.
What do you think of that piece, Tom?
What do I think of it?
Yes.
It's totally bodacious, man.
Yeah. Aztec, I can't remember exactly where he's from. I know London
Mexico,
or Aztec.
Mexico.
Woolwich.
Oh, he's not Mexico.
From Woolwich. Oh, yeah, Aztec, it should be. Yeah, Aztec, yeah. But maybe, I mean, who knows? I don't know his background. I've never met the guy. Maybe once I met him. I'm sure you know him. Really, I'm sure, a nice guy and everything. But his paintings, big influence on me when I was younger. Graffitism, going to halls of fame. The Plaisto, you know the Plaisto wall in Plaisto? He had a few dope pieces up there.
Yeah, that was done in 2000. Look how good that is.
Yeah, that's in 2000, man. Really
Amber,
cool.
Amber, what does this dick taste like?
Fuck's sake. Next slide, please.
That's the E there.
That's an E. Give me an E. Theme.
Few.
Yes.
Yeah, we got some.
Next slide, please, Ollie.
How many cans of paint? And who's that on the right?
Me.
Phew.
Oh.
How many tins of paint and how many nights was that? I think it was 3 nights.
Well, I can't tell how big it is.
Okay, so if you stood next to it, your head might reach the bottom of that Z.
Really?
And this is on the tracks that head, like, Paddington Station is this way and like, so
Westbourne
Reading
Park,
and then, like, Westbourne
Did he
Park
use, like, a ladder, or did he just have all
so check this
all his mates on each other's shoulders?
We did a thing on this years ago, and Bozo, DDS, he was there when this was happening. Well, you can see his tag. And there was a Zonk, and there was a Bosch.
They're the same size.
Wow.
But he was there, and you see this line here? That's like a ledge.
You can stand on that.
You can stand on that.
Oh!
But you can only reach up there. So they still brought ladders to reach the top. This is done in chrome paint. They took two big carrier bags full of paint. Took them 2-3 days, like Themos said. And this amazed everyone at the time. I can't remember the year, like 97, 96, 98, around there.
Yeah, 72. Like 72.
Shut up. That's form 72.
All right.
It wasn't done in 97. Imagine, that would be crazy. But this amazed everyone, right?
Yeah.
Everyone, it went viral before there was viral shit. You know, the biggest
dub in London. You imagine going on the lines and then there's not there. And then you go the next day and fucking fume, bosh, zonk.
Crazy.
So was going viral back then meant you were in the magazine?
I guess a word of mouth, people chatting.
People like take photos and pass
everyone
around.
Chat about
photos,
have you seen the new big fume, 40-foot dub down the line?
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
Right.
Molly, Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
We all sounded like that. Ollie, please.
Sound like that.
Next photo, please, sir.
Ooh.
Zonk or blink. Zonk.
Zonk or blink, which one?
Zonk.
Next photo, please, Ollie. It is Zonk, yes.
Yeah.
Batman.
97.
Hooray!
Yeah, Zonk. What do you think of that word? What do you think of that word?
It's cool. It's like an old school comic book kind of noise. Like Batman pokes you in the nose.
Zap.
Zonk.
Yes.
It's got that kind of pop art.
Is that onomatopoeia? Is that the word
yes.
that means?
Onomatopoeia.
Yes. Next one, please, Ollie. We've got a few more
what
left.
What the fuck is that?
Dose.
Dose. Yes,
oh,
it
is.
That is a letter D.
Show us that dose, Ollie.
Oh, look,
these
gave it away down there.
The names. Yes, that's going to work. PFB, WRH,
we
shout them out.
He certainly wasn't dozing when he drew that.
Yeah.
96.
Next,
where is that?
I fuck knows.
Where is
man.
That? It's down at Crystal Palace, isn't it?
That's now my end.
No, there's a car park there in front of it. I don't know. I have no idea.
No idea where that is.
D.
Ollie, please, next one. I think there's a couple left. Ooh.
Right.
You're too quick. Okay, next one we're going to throw it to the crowd.
All
right, all right. You know him too well. There we go, a nice rate.
Oh, look at the bullet hole.
Yeah, with blood coming
I'm
out.
I'm sure he'd be delighted that we're showing one of his better pieces here from 1957.
Well, that's good.
But I wanted to bring that to... I was trying to throw you off.
Yeah.
You know, if I brought one of his classic ones, you'd know them all straight away. You know them all anyway.
Look at those subtle waveforms going through it.
Oh, next one. Okay. Don't say nothing.
I say.
Does anyone know who did this letter A?
Tapir,
no. Even Tyson's struggling. No, he's just holding it down.
Nanny.
Anyone? It is the Teachmaster General. There we go. It's another funky old one. Downtown bombing. DTB.
If someone did that today, would you say that was a good piece?
Yeah, a dub. It's a dub, but yes, I would. I like the bounciness of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but wouldn't you say, the bottom of that A is a bit lower than the bottom of that H.
Beam would sound the shit out of that today.
Exactly. Exactamundo. Look at this, this line
okay,
here,
that's a
that?
Crack, that's a crack. But I would gun this bit of the E, maybe.
Yeah,
that's the bit I wouldn't gun.
Okay, you
because
you
that's
that.
The 90s E, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everyone was doing that.
That I mean,
Teacher knows what he's doing, so he's done that deliberately.
Yeah, well, he's...
See, this is the thing, when these old legends...
Maybe,
because
that was a bit flat.
Sorry.
There.
I mean, look, I'm not going to start nitpicking Teach now on the podcast, all right? Big up Teach every time, yeah. This isn't the graph critique section. But I'm sure I can shit on a lot of fucking stuff that everyone's done, you know what I mean? But, you know, it is what it is. Next slide, if there is one. I can't remember where the last one
is. Oh, there it is.
Ooh.
That's down on Brighton Beach, maybe?
It kind of looks like with the pebbles. Can we zoom in a tiny bit, maybe?
Maybe
okay.
Like Seaford Beach.
Are you
there?
Stumped on that one, theme?
No. I thought you wanted me to open it up.
Yeah, no, I do. Well, I'm just asking if you know
not
or not.
I'm stumped on that.
Okay,
talk.
Theme knows it.
I think I know
who it is. Oh. Again, it's from the late 90s.
All right, whoever gets this gets a sticker. Put your hand up if you know it. Put your hand up if you
take
know
a wild
it.
Guess, anyone.
You've got one here.
Spo.
It's
Spo. Next slide, please, Ollie. You can see it. This is down. This is actually a place
in
it's
Ely.
Called. It's the no North Acton.
It's not Brighton Beach.
it's the fucking what's it called? Quarry.
Yeah.
You know the Funky Five wall. It's called because there was a dub on there called the Funky Five. I know my man Hopeski knows about the Funky Five wall. That was one of the first. When I was 16, I went down to this wall, which is on North Acton, which is on the Central Line tracks. And I went there on my first mission on my own. Yeah, I thought, fuck it. I had my school uniform still on.
Was that outside the Arabic school?
No, North Acton.
Right.
Just down, like North Acton's this way. Anyway, so I went down there and I looked down because it's a long, short wall. Like, you know, it's not huge, by the way. That would come up to like your shoulder or something. And I see down and I see silhouette of three dudes down there painting. And I was like, oh shit, is it trackies? Is it wild? Like that. And I was like, no. And then I got a bit closer and I could see they were painting. So I was like, okay, so it's not anything too, you know, bait. But I didn't want them to think I was a policeman, yeah? So I remember just
in
like,
your school uniform.
Well, all they can see is a silhouette, because all they look like were silhouettes to me, you know, at the time.
But I don't know if you know, there's that latter one that made you wear fluorescent blue and yellow
with the orange orange bits of the
top. And
the
body cam.
And the hat.
That was
the school
hat. Uniform back then.
The school hat.
And
was
a black and white hat with a hard round bit.
No. So I get closer and closer, and I'm like walking like this with my hands in the air, like that, both hands. Walking up to a guy like that. And then they all like, well, like that. And then they took a second, they were like, oh no, it's just some kid. And then I got closer and closer, and it turned out to be Asia, Praise, and Tab VFL.
Yeah.
And I'd really looked up to them at the time. I'd met them through a few people, like, but I was just a kid to them, you know. I think they would have been like at least 20, maybe by then, 19, I don't know, Nikski, but. Yeah, and then I remember doing my dub and shaking, going, fuck, I'm painting next to Asia and Praise, son, you know what I mean? And then when I finished, them lot had finished, they were doing pieces, nice pieces, you know what I mean? And then I remember they walked past and then Praise looked at it like that, looked at my thing, and he looked at me and then he looked at my thing and he gave a nod like that and just kept walking like that.
And you were like,
and
I was like, yes!
Boner go down, I was just getting, no, sorry.
I don't know what it is, kid, but you got it.
Yeah, he goes, you got what it takes, man.
No,
he didn't.
That X Factor,
he didn't have to say
kid.
Anything. He just gave me the nod.
Yeah.
That's sometimes that's all you need.
But what did his nod. Dick taste like?
For fuck's sake, come on. Can I not say something nice about anyone without you pulling that out? And that's a bit homophobic, actually.
No. It just means you adore, you know, you respect someone.
Yeah, it's the opposite. It's the opposite.
I'm trying to shame him to stop doing
it. It's homophobic of you to be so
defensive. No, you're homophobic.
About your fucking...
Look, his dick tasted amazing. Like, so, for fuck's sake, man. I don't
finally, thank you!
Sorry, T. Next slide, please. Oh, yeah, it's all right. Ooh, another P.
Okay, so at the end of a word...
Who's he bigged up, Colo?
Jock.
Oh.
Okay, so that must be strap.
Get off my... It could be strap, but then strap jock. I don't know what.
Chop.
There's a sticker for you to buy as well, mate.
Next slide, please, Ollie. Let's see the chop in all its glory.
What's that chop?
Chop was a dude who kind of smashed it in the 90s and then...
Did a lot of panels and then
disappeared.
Rust and chop.
Yeah. And I like that word chop again, like zonk. All them DDS lot, they all had onomatopoeia, zonk, chop.
Yeah.
Hiya! Yeah. Yikes. All right, cool. Next slide.
Zip.
If there is one. Yeah, there is. All right, I've fucking got loads of these. Theme chill.
This
ties up chill.
Let me try
everyone
and figure
chill.
Out what the fuck that letter is.
Anyone?
So it's either an M or an O. Is it an M or an O?
Huh?
What does that look like?
Yeah, knees.
Yeah. They've called it out already. It's a knee. Talal's sitting here, is it an M or an O? And he's like, it's knees, bruv.
Oh, it's an N.
N.
Oh.
It's an N word, yes, Talal.
Knees.
He's come back
like
out
you
recently.
Oh, you were down on your knees.
Yeah.
Have you seen Knees has come back out with Trappy?
He's had a few bits around and about. I've always rated
Oath.
I've always rated old Knees, man. He kind of, he's always been a bit of a...
That's beautiful.
Very nice, very funky.
It's lovely.
Chunky and funky.
Doesn't care if he does something different, doesn't care what anyone thinks or says.
I like how the E is pink.
But still recognisable.
And all the rest of them aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that N, that kick of the N he keeps.
Yeah, yeah.
And he might flip the E.
That's an instant recognisable bit, isn't it?
That's why I kept that bit in, because, he does that kind of bit on the left side. And no, I did not taste his dick.
That's all right.
I know. Now I'm a big fan of Knees. Big him up.
Next slide,
I think
please.
That might be the last one. No, there's one more. Another easy one. Another easy one. Don't say anyone else. know who did this letter E.
Come on, Rav, you know this one.
Who said that? Hey, Mode 2, yes, another legend. But he needs to make his mind up. Is he French or is he English?
He's French.
He's English, man. Born and raised in England, but he lived in South London.
There's a character there on the right that looks like it's like breaking out of prison or something.
No.
Holding a pen.
Next slide, please, Ollie, so we can see the full one. He's holding a marker pen. Now he needs to make his mind up.
Mode.
If he's French, he needs to claim it.
Shun and snatch at the bottom of that.
Is this Unity? One of the Unities, I think. Yeah, down in
Angels.
Near Hammersmith.
I watched him paint that.
Pardon?
You watched him paint that.
Yeah. Oh, Tizer. You're like the fucking graffiti
encyclopedia. Was he really born in South London?
Yeah.
You're like
Uruwatu the Watcher.
He's English.
But in graffiti.
No, what's that film where the guy like goes through time and he's like the land that. Okay, I fucked it. I don't know. I can't remember.
So why is it that he's not French or English?
He's born in England. Yeah. Then he started a crew, TCA. Him and a few mates started TCA. But then he had another crew called Crime Time Kings, which was half in Paris and half in England, the members.
Yeah.
And he was always going back and forth. You'd see a photo of a Mode 2 piece. He wouldn't know if it was London or Paris or... Like, you know, and he speaks fluent French, so there's graph documentaries with him.
He's like, oh, c'est de l'or, le mesure n'est pas le pas français, c'est le graph ici.
C'est de l'or.
Le pénis est ici, aquí. Aquí.
Okay, I went into Portuguese, but...
So that upsets you, are you in reform?
Doesn't upset me, I just want him to claim one or the other. I want him to say, I'm representing UK. It doesn't matter.
Multicultural?
I don't give a shit, really, I'm just kidding. I want to claim him, that's why, because he's a bad man. So I want him to say, yo, he's a UK writer.
He's a Syrian writer.
Yeah. He was in Covent Garden back in the days.
Yeah, he was there.
But
early.
Who was it who said he wasn't too keen on Keane? Keane said. Keane said he wasn't too keen about him getting so much stuff in Subway Art.
Look,
spray
there was
can
some,
art, spray
some,
can art,
some
because
people,
he didn't do that much around Covent Garden. And he was constantly going to Paris. And he said, it would have been good if Keane and the AWE sort of crew guys got the spray can art bit for London, Covent Garden, instead of this piece and the devious piece
and all
that sort of shit.
Man, these old farts are going to be arguing about this shit till the cows come home.
Southeast Vandals piece. There was a competition between Southeast Vandals.
The Hellraisers.
Crime, and those guys.
Yeah.
And Henry Chalfont said that Hellraisers won, but he was better friends with Southeast Vandals, so they put Southeast Vandals piece in. So all Prime and those guys hate that book because they were like, we fucking won. And
and they're not even in it.
Yeah. The Highlander, the Graffiti Highlander. I just remembered. That's what I wanted to call you. The Graffiti Highlander. You go flick through old magazines. You're like, is that Tizer in the background? He's like chilling behind the wall. Like that. And then like you flick it through like that. It's like, oh shit.
It's
like Star Wars. You know the movie Star Wars? It's like, you know, Scheme and his mum going, yo, I just doodle when I doodle. And it's just like, yo, Tizer's like chilling, leaning in the background. Oh, nah, it can't be. Sorry.
That's really...
Tizer should do graffiti tours of London.
Nah, fuck, hello.
On roller skates.
You know that's a contentious thing, graffiti tours.
Yeah, skate tours.
Because they're called like street art tours and like tourists come, American tourists. Like, oh my God, this looks, oh my God, angel wings are so cool.
I'm talking about like for bumpkins from Norwich. They could pay 20 quid for Tizer to take them around like Brick Lane and go, yeah, this guy, I dubbed him out. I fucking dogged this guy out in 97, he's a toy. This guy over here, I stole his paint in 98. This guy's a fucking toy, whack.
They just have to buy him a pint and he'll do it. You don't need to give him 20 quid.
I'm taking me to living.
That's funny, man. I don't know if there's any more slides. Is there another slide, please, Ollie? I think. Oh shit!
Oh
there is another one.
Easy.
Ooh, this one's an easy one for some.
Okay, let me guess it.
Okay, now I want rope. No, okay, no, he doesn't.
We rock hard.
Anybody? It's an old one, another classic. It might be at Unity still.
Who is it, Ronnie? Who is it? You're looking at it.
Robo, yes, by the gentleman over there in the corner, big up. He's got a couple as well.
Give him a sticker.
You lot are terrible at this game, by the way.
No, he's not. He's got a few.
Oh, he's got a couple. Yeah, all right. Sweet.
Take another one.
Yeah, there we go. Robo, I think
Look
that is
at those
Unity.
Crown Paints, Liverpool shorts. For a piss. How banging are they?
And the top, the Jordan top.
He looks like he does graph tours.
What's his training? Blatantly does graph tours. Yo. R.I.P. Robbo, King. I only met him a couple of times. Did you meet him?
Maddie,
yeah, you got to hang out with him a couple of times. He was a joker. I still laugh here when we did that episode with at Gunnersbury Station.
Don.
And he called, like, Robbo used to nickname him Toenails.
Yeah, because
he was so far up the arse of this, of Duster. The New York writer came over, he was licking his arse so much, he was like calling him Toenails, because he goes, I can't see you, all I can see is your toenails sticking out of his arse. So funny, man. I really don't know if there's another slide, again, please. Oh, shit, there is another one. Okay, this one's, he's out and about. Come on. Someone here knows. Someone on this side.
Force.
Okay, he knows. Anyone there recognize it? Force, okay, he knows. Okay, good. He's put in a lot of work, man. Shout out Force, man, every time. Don, I think that is the last one. Is it? Okay, cool.
Thank you, Ollie Sutz.
Round of applause for yourselves, people, please.
Thank you.
Yes, graph letter game. Let's just go straight into, because I don't know how much memory is on the camera.
Yeah, graph critique.
So let's get into some, we're good. Let's get some graph critiques, please, brother Ollie. On the podcast, we like to do graph critiques. People, at first we were like, should we just pick random photos and just take the piss out of them? But we know that's going to end in disaster. Yeah, people are very butthurt very quickly. Some writers have we're going to do wackest writer
with egos.
People have fragile egos, they have very thin skin when it comes to things like this. And that's not our goal, to dishearten people. So ultimately, people who listen to the pod, send in their artwork. You now, if you're watching this now and you haven't done it already, send in some artwork that you've done. Please let it be graph, because it probably won't do it if it's not graph.
Not a sketch as well.
Well, no, I don't mind sketches, but some people take the piss. We've had some, literally a guy did an outline on a napkin and sent it in. I'm like, I'm not fucking critiquing your shitty napkin sketch, yeah? So put a little bit of effort into it, because that is a thing that people do, because they're like...
I don't mind the napkin. I don't mind the napkin compared to the iPad.
Yeah, the iPad thing winds me up, but it's 2026, bruv, man.
Yeah.
I got an iPad, man. It's kind of fun to do, but it's just...
I've got a qualm with what iPad art.
What is your qualm?
You've got these great artists, yeah?
Yeah.
And then they get a bit older, and then suddenly they're just doing... I'm talking about, like, fine art.
Oh, right, okay.
And they do their fine art on an iPad.
Mm.
Because it's easier, they don't need to set up the easel and all that.
Less messy.
And it's kind of shit. And like, David Hockney, bless his soul, passed away. Yeah?
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah.
He has a gallery, he has an exhibition in the Serpentine right now. It's just his iPad art everywhere.
Oh, wow.
That's not what you're going to see, man. And our auntie, Hannah, she's a brilliant artist, and then in her later years, she's just doing it on the iPad. I'm like, sorry, I know you're old and your fingers don't work, but I don't want to be looking at this.
Keep the napkins alive!
Keep the napkins going. Keep the
napkins.
Okay, send
napkins.
In your fucking shitty napkin sketch. The thing is... What I was going to say as well, which I've mentioned a couple times already, but I'm going to say it again, is that fucking, people know we're going to take the mick a bit because we're going to make it comedy and we're going to give it instructive criticism as well, but we make it comedy, so we take the piss. And so comedy. And people, they don't send their best thing in. Because if we shit on it, then they get upset, So they send in something shit so that if we cuss it, it doesn't hurt their ego too much. Go through, it's all right. No, yikes.
She doesn't want to be on the camera.
Yeah, but you're definitely on cam now, all right? So I'm just saying.
She's not.
It's all right, I'll block it out.
She's not.
All right, please. So here we go. This is our first graph critique. It is a word, and it says Buky, B-U-K-Y, green and gray going through, black outline, white bits through the 3D and couple of highlights, a 3D going to the left on some shitty wall somewhere. I don't know if this is legal or illegal. Looks illegal to me.
What kind of a word is Buky? Does it Buky
mean... They misspelled bogey.
But doesn't it mean fake?
Buky, yeah. What is
like
Buky?
Like those gloves are Buky.
Bukkake, man. Maybe it's short for Bukkake. That's true. Because someone
Bucky
sent in...
Bucky O'Hare, says Ollie.
Someone sent in a question that we haven't answered on the pod about finding the name that you're going to write with. You know, yeah. I'm sure we've told the stories of why we chose our names. Yeah. I said it was from...
Foster's.
The Foster's beer advert. I don't drink Foster's, but the advert in the 90s...
Amber Nectar.
The search for the Amber Nectar, and they were going like, they were driving through the desert and shit, and as a kid, I was like, that looks sick, the Amber Nectar, search for the... The what? I can see the pub, yeah. So I was like, Amber
Before
Nectar...
Before Amber, you used to write Hype.
Oh yeah, that was before. I saw it.
Everybody used to write hype.
Yeah, from a DJ Hype flyer. And I saw it was done in grab.
Everybody used to write hype.
Yeah.
It's one of those words.
That's what I write now. Because you gave it, when you became Amber, I remember you handed hype over to me.
Gave it to
him. And you taught me how to write your tag. And that's the only tag I know how to do is your hype tag.
And you didn't see me, I was behind you going. it's one of those words, you know, when you're a toy first starting out, there are certain words like hash or star or hype.
Crime.
Yeah, like the words that people always go, yeah, that's a cool word. And then you grow up and you realize everyone fucking did that, you know? And so then, but how did you come up with Tizer? I don't think we asked you on that. Can you take the mic to him, Tom?
Is it also drink-related, like Foster's?
Oh, it is. I think maybe...
I heard lots of shit names before. When I was, like, 15, I was writing Famine because I was really skinny.
Famine? Jesus.
My American...
Pestilence. I'm writing Pestilence.
My American friends, before I was writing Pesos, and I didn't like the two S's, so I turned around to my friend who was writing Dime. And he was like, man, you should write Famine because you look like a fucking crackhead when you're dying of AIDS.
Jesus Christ. That was
so
your mate.
Because I was so skinny.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah, I went to a rave and I met some actual writers and they were like, what do you write? And I told them and they were laughing because I was so skinny.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh shit, I don't want people to laugh at me. And then...
Okay.
In my neighborhood, there was a kid who wrote Coke, and I was like, oh, he's got three names. He's like Cocaine, Him, and Coca-Cola. And so I went into a shop, and I was like, oh, Fanta is a European drink, so there'll be somebody in Europe using that.
Of course, and there was.
And Tizer, it had a Z and an R. And I was like, oh, it's a British pop drink, and I'm a British graffiti writer, even though I'm not from here.
Man, praise the Lord. If he'd gone a couple centimetres more, you'd be writing Nourishment right now. Or Super Malt. Yo, that's a cool word, you know. Super Malt, sir. All right, back to Buky, you motherfucker. That's toy as fuck, that K, man.
That K is really upsetting me.
Look how big and junky those are, and the U
is
big and
chunky.
And then that's like he's on a famine.
Yeah.
And then the Y is fine as well. Like those line up, the B, U and the Y. The K though, I know what it is. He wanted to put an arrow in there so badly. He thought if it's as thick as these ones, he couldn't fit an arrow in there. So he's like, oh no, I'll make that really skinny. And then I can put an arrow, but fuck your piece, man. That's all I'm going to
do. Even I know is you do the thick line and then have the arrow just shooting out of it.
Yeah, have a simple, he was doing too much. He's doing too much.
But the K is way too skinny in certain areas.
Yeah.
That's really throwing it all off.
Yeah, but it's skinny in the B.
But not that skinny. Look how fucking skinny that is.
That's the same size?
No.
As that?
Yeah.
No. Look, from there to there.
No wonder
there
your graph is so shit, bruv. Do you know what I mean?
Do you need glasses? fuck's sakes, man.
Blue what do we reckon, people, then?
10.
Scores out of 10. Yeah, we usually give scores.
I give it 6.
6.
Sometimes.
Yeah, there's
so above average.
That's
I'm
good.
Going below average for that.
Like
you look above
3.
4.5.
We're getting a 3 over there.
Huh? The 3, you know what? You got the 3D in the right place.
The B's all right. The B's for Bando, isn't it?
You know what? I've just seen something else that winds me the fuck up.
What is
yeah?
it?
Another pet peeve of mine, yeah? Huh?
Highlight on the wrong side?
No. The highlight's all on the right-hand side. He's missed a few. Like, there's the highlights should be there. But no, that's not what pissed me off. You know, like, okay, he's got the top of the letter and then it goes round and there's an arrow. Okay, it kind of makes sense even though it's skinny as fuck. The fuck is that just jutting out of there? I hate when people just pick a spot in the letter and go, you know what, I'm going to have a skinny line coming out of there and an arrow joined onto it. It's like, make it make sense. Like, have it coming up the top of there and then down and then coming up. Or, like, crossing over from there, coming up and then going out. You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense. It's coming from somewhere. It's not just appearing like a mutation growth out of the side of the fucking Y. Like, going, meh.
Preach.
Am I being picky here? Because I'm nitpicking here, but I fucking hate shit like that. And he's done it there as well, the cunt. Bastard. Theme, what do you give a score out of 10? For a piece.
Below average for a piece.
Yeah, below.
I'd say some bits are trying to save it, like he said, the 3D. But if he'd have done it in the B, the whole thing in the style of the B,
mm-hmm.
he would be above average. But I'm going to go with like 3.8.
Okay, that's
good. Pretty pinpoint.
Talal, out of 10.
But if you're going to use colour, yeah, the two colours you use, some shit-ass grey
yeah.
and some snot green. And that's what you're going to do, and send that into Arms House.
Yeah.
And look how it's like filled in nicely, and then it's like, oh, whatever, who gives a fuck, what the fuck? And there's these nasty, shitty lines here.
Yeah.
And this whole gap here looks like some fucking disease. Like, this should be in the fucking contagious disease ward in the fucking hospital.
I think it's the quality of the photo. He's obviously taking it like at night or in the evening. You see here, he's done some bubbles. I think that's what this is as well, bubbles, but it's just melded in with
I just think 90% of the effort went into the B.
Yeah.
And then like 70% effort here. And yeah. then he's just like, oh, whatever.
Okay.
You should have the same color in your 3D as inside.
That's another good point. The gray in the 3D and the gray in the scheme, come on.
Should not match.
Talal, score out of 10.
Look, I roll with the best, yeah?
Yeah.
So my standards are high. That's a 3. If you're lucky, that's a 3.
Yeah, I mean, yo, I'm going below average. I'm going to give it, you said 3.7?
3.7, yeah.
I'm not going to go too harsh because there are bits in the right place, you know what I mean? Like that bit. Sorry, Akit. I'm glad we got one of those in on the line. The 3Ds are the bits, yeah, you know what I mean? There's potential. Buki, you're getting there. You're getting there, brother. Get some more paint. We don't encourage this behavior, by the way. I have to put that in every episode. We're journalists here. We're just journalism. Get some more paint and get some colors. And yeah, that's cool. I give it 3 on the dot.
It's pretty, okay. Bookie's got 3s.
There's
all
bits.
Around.
There's bits that work.
He's got 3s.
There's
all
potential.
Around.
And you've been jumped
Keep
into
up the work.
You've been jumped into AHC now, so put it
welcome,
up.
Welcome.
Send us stuff in the future, let us know. Ollie, please, next photo. Ooh, talking about Keen. He sent us in. He said he should have a go at that, lads. Keen, we mentioned him earlier about the beef with not beef, but you know, whatever.
Is he doing his usual kind of Switzerland wall?
Yeah, this is I think
this is that wall, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Austria,
I mean, to be fair,
Germany,
this is
somewhere.
Fucking bang bang.
He's ill. Again, he's like Aztec, I was saying, like, you know, he's one of them constants that I've been seeing since I was young. You know, obviously, I'm
but
not going to
critique.
You
see exactly what you said about the arrows, yeah? Look at his cave. Like, it's coming out and around and bam, bam, bam. It's like making sense.
Exactly, it's coming
it
from somewhere.
Off the top of the bottom and stuff like that.
But I think if I'm going to critique it, which I can't critique Keane, you know what I mean? Who am I to critique him? But I'm gonna, because you sent it in.
You're fucking Amber, SDF, man!
That's too much. That's like a whole letter. And around this side here, he loves the connections and it looks sick as fuck. But look, K-E-E-N,
And it's like there's a C, you know what I mean? Or something. And then that's like a Z there. You know, like, obviously I know what it says, so I'm not bugging out too much.
I like
much,
it.
But there's so much shit going on the other side. I don't know. Is that valid? No, maybe not. It's a preference thing, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, but how much of a preference thing is it? Because he needs to do some bits.
Yeah, but...
And now you're telling him off for coming out too much to the side.
No, he's just doing too much. You know, someone just does too much. You're like, you're doing
too
much.
Yeah, but it works. It fucking...
It does look cool.
Fucking... I'm still trying to get Keane on the pod, by the way. That's why I'm being nice.
He's coming on. He's
being an asshole.
No, he's
not going to come on anymore,
He's coming on. You better come on. He wants to put things right because we talk about is West London on the pod because we're from West London,
Keane's
we grew up
from
there.
East.
He's East and he keeps messaging going, you missed out this, you missed out that. And I'm like, well, come on the pod and school us about East London. So he's going to do that soon. Score out of 10, 10 out of 10. I'm not going to bug him out. Listen, okay, wait, can I get a consensus on the room? Just make noise if you think this is dope. Okay.
8.5.
What happened to the extra 1.5? What are you dissing him for? What?
I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot.
All right, who thinks
probably
it's
is
a
legal,
blue,
yeah,
blue,
I reckon
who thinks it's blue toy behaviour?
Look, the young lady here says, because it's on a legal wall, you get deducted a point.
Yes.
Automatically. I know Theme loves that.
Yes.
Did I say that?
She's
I swear you just
you.
Said...
She's quoting
oh,
you.
I said that
yeah,
before.
Yeah, said that.
Okay, sorry. I said that, apparently. I forgot. My memory is so horrible. Theme,
I reckon 8.5 is a good shout for that.
8.5. Okay, since I said that, 9 out of 10 from me.
There's no 3D.
No, there's a shadow.
There's a drop shadow.
Yeah.
It's low effort, really.
Okay.
Look at Talal. There's a drop
right,
shadow.
Talal, all right.
Low effort, but it's above average. 6.5 from me.
6.5 from Talal. Very harsh score there, I think, but, you know, he's a perfectionist.
Yeah.
Who saw his character that he did at, not last Grab Jam, the Grab Jam before? It's
yes.
one of the best characters you've ever seen in your life. I wish I brought a picture of it, but I didn't.
Is it still up there?
No, long gone.
That's the one that you did next to a theme.
Good,
next to a theme outline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought of that when I stuck up that Amber photo, and it wasn't you who did it. And you said, why'd you sit that fucking up?
Oh,
that's not funny. And I went, that's funny. And you went, no, it's not. And I put the phone down, and I said... Fucking hell, when he did that theme outline and I didn't kick off and I didn't say, why'd you stick that theme outline on there on the fucking wall, bruv? With his character.
Oh, you're talking about my Bart Simpson.
Oh,
No. It was a self-portrait of you.
I didn't do no theme outline then.
No, he did the theme outline to take the piss out of me. It was like really, really shit, like super shit.
You're getting
yeah, anti-style. The anti-style video I did.
Yeah.
And it was from Talal's sketch.
Yeah.
And I drew it. Is that what you're talking
you
about?
Yeah.
It was a Bart Simpson character and a
Bart
theme
Simpson
outline.
Bending
yes.
over, showing off his jacksie. Yeah.
But I was making a point.
Theme. That's a 9 out of 10.
Yeah, exactly. 9 out of 10.
Ollie,
the gentleman
put it on the
there.
Screen. Put it on the screen.
No, we can't.
Ollie, get it on the screen.
Let's not get started on the whole anti-style conversation. That's a whole nother podcast. But it does actually get a lot of traction. And we're not very good at that. We tried the podcast beef thing. Beef usually gets views up. And
wait, where's Killer Kel? I heard he was showing up tonight.
Yeah,
he's not going to turn up tonight.
I thought he was going to show up.
I thought he was going to be here. All right, please. Ollie, next one, man, please, brother. Oh, shit. Okay, this is what I'm talking about, the napkin ones. It's not that bad. At first glance, I was a bit disheartened.
That says durr.
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 D-E.
The swirl's a bit seen on the left.
This one.
No,
that one, yeah. Seen, a bit seen, yeah.
Well noticed.
Good. Okay, so let me describe it, because people listen to this, believe it or not. I don't know what the fuck. Green fades, black outline, blue 3D, pink bubblegum kind of clouds and drips along the bottom.
Yeah.
There's some bits that look kind of cool, but he still looks like a toy. And when I say toy, I mean it in the most respectful way possible.
He should outline the outside of it thicker.
Oh, the outside
outline thicker.
Thicker, yes, to make it stand out more. The letter styles are, I mean, you know.
They're okay.
This arrow.
Okay, let me have a second on this, Aaron, yeah? Okay, at least it's coming from the bottom of the letter, yeah? Okay, it's not just sticking out from around the place. It's cool, go through, no worries, man. But what the fuck with the zigzag? And then it's one of those arrows like from fucking, you know, Word documents. Yeah. And you want an arrow and it just like perfect arrow. Clip art arrow, that's what I'm thinking of. Put some style into that shit, man. You know what I mean? You have freedom. Yeah, so even it's not even a painting, it's a fucking sketch, for fuck's sakes. I didn't even mention it's a sketch. Put a little bit of angle on it, you know what I mean? Put a little bit of pizzazz, a bit of flair, you know what I'm saying? Not just the zig, zig, zig. Obviously, you have the freedom to do whatever you want, but I don't like it, you can't. But the rest is, it makes sense.
No,
like, you
it
know?
Doesn't, it doesn't.
No,
look at
this
star here, what happened?
No, that's a thing in graph.
What happened to the bottom of the star?
Yeah, but that's not a thing in graph. That's not a thing. Yeah.
No?
Not,
little half a star hanging
yeah,
off a letter? People do
right,
that.
Though,
he hasn't done it right.
And the 3D is inconsistent. It goes down here, but then it's going up
yeah,
to the left here.
Yeah, well spotted.
Up to the left up there.
To look at
and
top,
up
how
left
much,
there.
How much graph knowledge
is inconsistent.
The 3D is not convincing, because that does wind me up as well. That
yeah.
fucks me up.
And this little flavour they're putting in here.
Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, you like it? I think it looks like
it's missing in the D.
Yeah, you should have one in the D. It's got one in the R, one in the E.
One in the D. And yeah. it looks like kind of scar tissue.
What
like
are those things?
I'll
those
tell
things
you.
Look like Primark, like
I'll
little labels that you rip out.
Frankenstein's
scars. No, no, no. I'll tell you what it is. So on the outline, they do that, then a bit jutting out. And then coming back in, yeah, on the outline.
Yeah.
But then you know how sometimes people just put a line just to break up a letter? You've
yeah.
seen that, that's normal, yeah? So they're doing a line like that, but because
it
there's
out.
A little jut out, so they do a line like that
like
and
dimples.
A line like that.
It's like a dimple.
Like a dimple,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah,
dog
does
shit.
Does that make sense?
Dog shit.
Yeah, that's
absolute
why people
dog
do
shit.
It.
I yeah. like the green-pink combo.
Green and pink is a good
it's
color
good combo.
Combo
there.
I do like
I like the bubbliness of it.
Green and purple, green and pink can work. Yes.
And I like the effort.
Okay.
But they fucked it.
No, I think that, okay, it's hard to fade with pens, especially if you've got cheap, shitty ones, but I'm not going to shit on you for having cheap pens, it's fine. But you can do something better than that. It's a bit like, you know, scrappy-doo, which is okay, whatever. The style of the D is the one, most annoying thing for me. Yeah, I know he's got this little curve. I like the swirls. You know I like my swirls.
Can I just point out one more bit?
Join up with the other part of the D.
Which part of the D? Which one?
The one that should join.
Which thing should join?
The bit at the bottom.
I think it might be the bit that's pissing me off too. What the fuck is that?
Okay, that's a little... Is
this
it?
Should join there.
Oh yeah, that should be a line. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah. Good point. That's
yeah, but what's this floaty bit that's a dark green there?
I don't know if the camera saw that. So this... round bit should flow into the D, you know what I mean? But this one, he's got this flapping up like a paper mate thing, and then he's got this jutting out. It's like, yeah, fuck that thing. And he's trying to symmetry it, and the R.
Mate, it's all over for
and
this
that,
guy.
This thing, that's...
that should stop you doing your graph now, mate.
It's all over.
Because it's not going to get much better than that, and that's fucking dog shit.
Okay, out of 10. Out of 10, people.
2 out of 10.
2 out of 10 from theme.
I mean, it's a fucking drawing,
yeah,
for fuck's sake. And he's not even got any... doesn't even need can control for
yeah,
that.
I know.
I think I'd get 8 out of 10. Give it an 8. Cause
a bit
like,
of love for dirt.
Yeah, the effort, the vision is there.
The vision.
Okay? They just, vision. They're called dirt. So I don't want to like...
Oh, they might be. I don't want to say.
They be like, awesome. They're like, my name is Dirt, so take it easy on me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what
okay.
they're saying, yeah?
Subliminal messages coming through
the
game.
I see the vision, so I'm giving it an 8.
Jesus Christ.
They fucked
he's,
it
still,
in the
he's still high from Boomtown. Look, I would give it a 5 or a 4 or something like that, but that zigzag there deducted you 3 points off the bat. So you're getting a...
Maybe it's a Z.
2.5. Maybe it's a Z.
Maybe it's a Z.
Nah, ain't a Z, man.
There's a...
Ain't a Z. I'm giving it 2.5.
How many more are left?
There's one more, I think.
Okay, last one. One more, guys!
Three! Oh, no, skip. Next one, next one, next one. Hey!
Hey! Hey!
said that. Ah! Tapas isn't big in Croydon. He's not known in Croydon. He has enemies in Croydon, huh? Oh, he's international. Okay, the Kronk's
done. Can I just, before you start?
Go on.
Do you remember the first ever tapas sketch you got?
It was the first critique we did.
Look, it's the first critique you ever did. Look how far he's come. Rail side. Look at this.
Actually, that is
Rail
20.
Rail side.
Yeah, yeah, true. True.
He's and it's track. Like, it's legible. It's legible, man.
Taking all the crit.
That's daytime.
It's daytime. It's like the day.
Bumpkin spots. You know, he's the king of the bumpkins, man. Tapas.
So props to Tapas just for that.
I can't eat. On the line between Swindon and Gloucester, apparently he's well up.
No, no, he is. And on the drive, from Bristol to London, you see him like twice.
Yeah,
and
I've seen
drive
that
back as well.
People have sent in sightings. We love it on the.
So how can someone get up that much? Yeah. Like he is up and not improve in the slightest bit in the years we've known him. How is that possible?
Of course,
mate.
He's a year old. This is 2025.
This is 2025. Yes, I was going to point that out. I've chatted to him a couple times. He actually sent in a listener question, so the eagle-eared people from the podcast. Basically, bruv, exactly. That's Tapas' voice.
Do you know
him? No.
No.
I think he's
does anyone here know Tapas?
Who's Tapas?
Yeah, is Tapas here right now?
I think he might be.
Yo, he might be here. So, no, I know what he looks like. I've chatted to him on the phone. He's a really sweet kid. He, and to answer your question about whether he's getting better or not getting better, he is getting better, that's for sure. He doesn't give a flying fuck.
Yeah, man.
He's like.
I always say he doesn't care about his pee, does he?
The pee.
He doesn't really care about his pee. He's on there.
You always call it
a mushroom, yeah.
Penguin pee.
Yeah.
And he loves that we chat about him, he loves it, and all that stuff.
Tapas anti style.
No, he's trying to be styler. He's trying to be styler.
You know what? It's the grey area. It's the grey area of this anti-style, because some of it is by people who are sick at graph, but they choose to devolve and paint in a loosey-goosey way. Sometimes it's just people who've got no skills, and so they're like, oh, it's their excuse. Oh, I'm anti-style. It's just, you're just shit at paint. Just say you're shit at painting. And then there's the tapas characters who, I think they strive to do better. They're striving, but they don't care enough. They're just more about the actual going out there and painting and the mission side of things, getting drunk, sniffing whatever and going, hey.
I think that.
And they don't really give a fuck if you like it or not.
Here's my theory.
Does that make sense? I don't know.
Just fucking do it.
Just do it.
Yeah, just fucking smash it. He's getting up. Here's my theory.
I rate Tapas too.
Right, King. Come on.
Right.
Here's my theory.
He's the dude.
If you're a good graph writer, yeah, or a good artist at all, you've got a lot on your plate. There's a lot going on in your life that you're putting into your art. But the best writers have a big plate so that they can also carry all that weight and be a good artist on top of it.
Okay.
The thing with Tapas is, he has a small plate.
I was going to say he's got a small dick.
All of that for leading up to that.
I wasn't even listening, man. I would tune out with Talal, man.
Small plate is another word.
Tapas, there we go. All right, look, there's only a couple minutes left on the memory card.
Critique it.
Yeah, let's critique it. Look. It's Tapas, man. Come on. Look, the T is mad fat and chunky and mad skinny in the middle.
20 out
the
of 10.
The A has got bow-legged like he's been fucking sitting on a fucking seesaw.
It matches with
they
the
match.
Other.
The S is, I don't know about this
wild.
Thing.
It's got the like S a, is next
like
level.
A rhinoceros horn coming out of the bottom of the S.
Like a tapir.
He picked up Mr. P, and his P is the worst letter as usual. You call it the penguin P, right? Because his P, it's like his P is looking up like, or stoic like that, looking up. He's got the yellow one time, the blue, like the church.
Just about.
The blue kind of like, I wouldn't even call that bubbles. It's not a cloud. It's more like a splosh of water. Okay.
Yeah, it's a puddle.
I give it 20 out of 10.
100% agree.
Because of the AAC right there.
Yeah. Hey.
Do you have anything to add, Steve?
No.
Okay.
So what's happening after the show wraps? What's going to go on for the rest of the night?
I'm going to be playing some hip-hop tunes on the decks. Me and Ollie are going to be playing some hip-hop tunes. Please, everybody, spend some money at the bar. Get yourself a drink. Spend some money on the beautiful merch table.
Do you think when the show finishes, can we hear Theme do his song one more time?
Oh, mate, I don't know if he's
can
up for it.
Can we hear about
it
one more time?
For the same song?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nah, come on, Talal, we're tired now, man. Come on, please.
Yeah. There's a merch table. Go buy some merch over there. If you haven't already, there's a free raffle to win some fucking shit. So
yes.
Join the raffle.
Let's call the...
Oh, we got to pick a
raffle.
Oh, you're
going to pick it now?
Yeah.
Okay, raffle's done.
Does everyone have a raffle?
Ticket.
Did everyone get... Okay, quickly give out a couple more raffles, maybe.
I lost my ticket, man.
I want to give a big shout out to OCB. Rolling Papers. Yay. The best rolling papers in the world. We love them. They gave us loads of freebies as well. There is a bag. Every single person in here gets an OCB bag with
OCB
a couple
UK?
Little bits in it.
So
make sure you don't leave without it. The raffle is for the extra special big box of many cool things that OCB have given.
So let's get the box out now.
It's the ill one, yeah. It's like the comment winner box, you know? It's got cap in there, it's got a hoodie, it's got a water bottle, it's got like all sorts of cool shit in there.
OCB has so many different types of skins that you might need for any situation.
Yes.
Big, small, organic, hemp, natural. The Arabic gum always is a constant.
Talal's good at
this. Pure quality Arabic gum. It's better than the other ones out there, man.
All
you gotta use that OCB. You got an OCB?
Literally...
Yeah, you know me.
You got an OCB?
Yeah, you know me.
You got an OCB?
We're two corners.
All right, there's a beanie, there's a hoodie, there's a cap, there's a mug, there's a ashtray, there's all sorts of cool shit in there. And a spray can as well. You brought a spray can.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put that in there. All right, let's pick a winner. Theme, please. This is going to kick out at any moment now, so let's do this.
Ticket right, number.
Here we go.
Ticket
number.
Number.
Use your mic. Use your mic. It's important.
112718.
Who is it?
Fuck you, me, man. I've only just picked that up.
It's you!
Nah, but it is a bit embarrassing, man.
Why?
What?
Why?
We got a winner!
We got
a winner!
Come on!
He's embarrassed.
Yeah.
Wicked,
there you go.
Madness, I've only just
look, it was a 1 in 18 chance, and you got it. Don't relax, brother, relax.
Stand to the side here for the camera.
Take the box. Smile for the photo.
Here you go, son.
Ooh, Mrs. Come on.
Big up Doc in the house. But please, look, there are tote bags here. There's a couple of skins in there, a couple of bits, some stickers.
There's giveaways. There's free giveaways.
Do not leave without taking
a
tote bag.
Do not leave without your goodie bag.
I beg you.
And look, I need to make sure we give a big up to Kronks Live and Louis for giving us all the equipment tonight.
Yo!
And letting us use the space. Thank you very much.
Big up, big up, big up.
Big up Claire from Raw.
Riff Raff. The venue, Riff Raff, and Claire and the team. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, thank you. And make some noise for yourselves for coming to the first ever live Arms House to Your Mum's House experience. Yay! Big love. Big love. Here we go, Dumb Plate Special.
Great Arms House from your house to your mum's.
Hey.
Oh, shit! On to them amber,
hey.
You know, put the ganja light over there, so. In the middle now, over the next side. You know what,
Guinea one. Pepper, guinea pepper.
Ganja lighter.
Let's listen to the whole song.
Arms out.
High grade, strictly high grade. Arms out, won't be afraid. Arms house, please the chalice, make the water go song. It make amber go so, it make it go song. Smoke the herbs. Arms house, we just make the chalice go song. Do 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 do
Weedy, cut off the cigarette like half of the beady. Smoke the weed till we eyes them bleedy. Pass another couple load and give me. Smoke the herb. Amber just make the chalice go song. This Cumberland come from St. Anne, Sensimina from Westmoreland. The good skunk come from Clarendon. Smoke the sensi help we sing his song so. Smoke the herb. I'm back. Make the chalice go song. It's a sensi I smoke this morning and it brightens up my eyes. Arms out, we love it so. Sound bring good vibes. Yes.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?